name's Ian Meikle. I'm the Systems Administration Manager at Nominet. I'm sure you're all aware, but Nominet's the CCTLD registry for .UK. But more importantly, from the point of view of this project I'm going to talk about, we're the we run the UK authoritative DNS. What I'm going to talk about is our participation with RIPE NCC for their Horsecount Plus project. I'm going to sort of introduce the project, what it aims to achieve, what it's actually measuring, the method that it uses to measure this, and a short talk about the results and how the results can be applied. Horsecount has been run by the RIPE NCC since 1990, so for about 20 years, and it's a project to measure the breadth and depth of the internet in terms of the hosts running out there. At the moment, it's looking at over 100 TLDs, and this is because it's being run solely from the RIPE NCC. This is failing to scale. The Horsecount Plus project, which the name is probably quite obvious, is the next iteration of it, which is an attempt to push the responsibility for counting active hosts within a national region out to the CCTLD registries. Sorry, are you in the way? Is that better, Patrick? So, the reasons that RIPE NCC want to run this kind of project is that over time it shows how the internet is growing. For those of you who are at Lynx this week, you would have heard my boss Jay Daly speak about the fact that this can somehow measure some kind of social impact. For instance, you can see how internet is growing in individual countries, so you can get some idea of growth, particularly in the developing world, which is particularly important for those part of the IGF. There is some debate as to whether or not we could use it as some kind of prediction tool as well. There has been talk within Nominet that we can actually, looking back through registration rates of domain names, we can see the sort of economic cycle slightly before the impacts felt in other parts of the economy. Whether this data could be useful for that as well is a debatable point. I think a very interesting point for it is the fact that you could use it as a relative comparison to the routing table size. So you can see from the stats produced by RIPE NCC in terms of the prefixes that they're allocating and assigning, and the routing table that's being that's visible out in the internet, you can compare that to the actual number of hosts that we can count. You can see roughly, you could perhaps calculate how the addresses are being used in an active way, in an actual useful sense. And of course, it's useful comparing to other surveys. One of the reasons that we wanted to get involved is so that we collaborate, so that we give something back to the internet as a whole. This is something that we're very, very keen on at Nominet. You may be aware that we've recently announced the Nominet Foundation, which is a charity that allows us to give back some of the surplus that we have through charitable donations handed by an independent foundation. But we're also interested in collaborating across the board. So by doing this, we're helping the RIPE NCC gather the statistics. We're collaborating at a peer level with the other CCTLDs, which is something that we become more and more interested in. And hopefully it means that we can talk to the people who actually run the DNS zones that are delegated below .UK. And if I come into national forums like this, I hope to do that kind of thing. One thing we did find by before we run this was we were trying to do some kind of exercise to work out who we should contact. And we assumed that there'd be a fairly one-to-one correspondence between the registrars of domain names and the zone admins. What surprised us is there are so many people out there running DNS on behalf of these registrars. There was a couple of name servers that were running domains for, I think it was about 800 different registrars, which did surprise us. So what's it trying to measure? Well, it's trying to measure broadly two things, the number of leaf nodes, the breadth of the internet, and also how deep the internet goes, the number of the number of nodes going down each path. I don't know if you can read the actual horse names. I actually did this slide the day after my car broke down, so I was actually thinking of a replacement. So what we're looking at in terms of counting the leaf nodes is just the actual horse that are at each end, and in terms of depth, just how far you would go to get down to the Ford website there, say. And the way that this is measured, each CCLT that takes part in the project runs a DIY kit supplied by the Ripe NCC. Just going back to this tree here, at the moment, the Ripe NCC is running down from the root, looking at every subzone below there. What it's asking is that the actual CCTLDs look at the subzones below their part of the tree. So the DIY kit iterates over the CCTLD zone, and they request AXFR for each subzone of that recursively. AXFR is a DNS operation which returns the full contents of a zone. We will be running the DIY kit monthly on the first of every month, so to gather the data. So we've got a benchmark at each a predictable point. One thing about AXFR is that it is best common practice to actually prevent people from AXFRing your zone. For historical reasons, you can AXFR.uk, but you cannot AXFR any of the SLDs that we delegate to underneath there. So what I'm actually asking here is anybody who runs a .uk zone, if they could extend their trust zone to include Nominet. This is something I've nicked from our website, which is an example of a bind configuration change that does that. I'm sure everybody here knows how to configure bind. But the important thing is the IP address in red. If you're willing to partake and help us in this, I'd really appreciate it if you'd open up AXFR for that address. In terms of the results, when we get the data back, one of the reasons I'm asking you to trust me, when we get the data back is that we don't let any of the data leave Nominet. Everything is protected. We're very keen on data protection. So we ensure that everything's MD5 hashed so that it's sent to the Ripe NCC. We did have some debate with them about this. We were quite keen only to return them the numbers, but they are quite keen to have the data so that they've got a mechanism for going back and actually for actually mining it at future dates. It was important to us, though, that the data was protected, so we've insisted that the data is all MD5 hashed before it leaves before it leaves our building and goes back to the NCC. That said, they only actually report the numbers, and the numbers are all available on that website there. This is an example of some of the kind of stuff you can find on there. This is just a few of the data points that I've culled to include in my presentation. So this is where it says this month and last month. That's referring to April and March of 2008. In the internet as a whole, the host count Host Count++ project was able to record about 135 million IP addresses, which was a slight increase on the previous month. Within the UK, we saw about 6.5 million hosts counted, which is interesting because that's almost a one-to-one correspondence with the number of zones that we have registered within the registry. In terms of zones counted, it saw nearly 2 million zones worldwide. And only about 1,500 in .uk. Some of you might notice that there was a very large drop between March and April. I am asking everybody to open up the AXFR for the zones that are delegated between below .uk. We actually forgot to do that for all the major SLDs, which is why the figure dropped quite a bit over that month. In terms of applications that could use it, this is a little Google Maplet you can nick from the Ripe NCC website. In these kind of histogram bars that you see per country, I've not interrogated Ripe NCC about the scale on this because it seems like they're using a different scale for the different bars, but it's just an example. The red bars here are the total number of hosts that it's found within that country. the green bars are hosts that start with www. I'm not quite sure how applicable that would be. This is obviously data pulled from HostScout. I'm not sure how they would gather that from the HostScout plus data, since it's MD5 hashed. The blue is the number of zones, but it's just an example. What the point I'm trying to get across is there is the capacity for a lot of very meaningful data here, which could be exploited in many different ways. And with that, are there any questions or comments?
Please use the mic for questions.
I just wanted to see the numbers again, sorry.
The numbers are publicly available on the RIPE NCC website.
It was easier to tell you.
The wireless isn't working yet, is the battery. Oh, there's another question.
Hello, Neil Long, Team Camry. There are a lot of sort of malicious domains that will rush out at great numbers, things like the phishing sites, the various sort of worms and things where they register thousands of domains ahead of propagation. Is that any way you could track that sort of information and get it back? I very much doubt they give you an AX for but
I think you're right. It would be very difficult to get an AXFR on them unless they were in such a hurry they didn't actually prevent it. I think there's probably a question about the timing. I think it does take a bit of feedback. It does take several hours for this to run to gather the data. And from what I understand of these phishing sites, that probably exceeds the lifetime of them. There's a mic.
Oh, sorry. Has the HostCount project started work on V6 HostCounts?
It counts DNS. It's not counting at the IP level. It's actually walking the zone. So it's I'm not sure whether it's checking for A and A quad A records.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'd be the question.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know, to be honest. Like I say, it's actually a RIPE NCC project rather than it's just something we're collaborating. I think there's another question down here.
Just
going to
ask.
I was just going to ask. What's a counted host? Is it, it's allocated something, it's got a DNS name, it responds to ping?
It's just that it's in a DNS zone.
Sorry, would that just be A records or C names as well?
I would imagine it's just A records, but then I would refer to the previous, the previous answer. Rob?
Rob Bloxham. I think the value of this project is that it started in 1990 and has been measuring the same thing all through the years. And there's a lot of people who take snapshots of the internet, and that's, in my view, most of the times totally useless. Because A, they don't take the trouble of defining precisely what they're snapshotting, and B, they do it once or twice and they derive trends for the next half a century or something like that. I think the value of this exercise is the 19 years it has been going on, or 18 years, and that it has always been very precise on what it is counting. And if you count or measure the same thing over many years, I think you are very close to actual trends on the internet, and that is the value of this. Not exactly, it's not a tool to measure how many malicious sites are out there. Malicious sites are part of the internet, and you are measuring the trends on the internet.
I agree completely, yeah. I think it's more the trends is much more interesting, and if you can get some kind of national breakdown on that as well. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian.